In this video, I will explain the very basic concepts of this course. I will focus on sustainable development, and then I will explain corporate sustainability. Let's start with sustainable development. This is the very basic definition of sustainable development that comes from the so-called Brundtland report that is published by the World Commission on Environment and Development. And their definition on sustainable development says that it's development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. And what does this mean is that we as the kind of current generation wouldn't make decisions that would destroy or narrow the abilities of the future generations, so our children and especially the children's generation to make their own decisions. This definition covers economic, environmental and social dimension. And based on this, companies typically talk about corporate sustainability or sustainability. And I have gathered in this slide the various other definitions what companies tend to use. And you are able to see this variation also in the course material. So please don't be confused about the different terms. More or less, they mean the same thing. I myself, when I write in English about these issues, I use sustainability. But in these slides, I have at least tried to use the corporate sustainability term. Others that you might see are corporate social responsibility or CSR, corporate responsibility, CR, sustainability, as I said, triple bottom line is also occasionally used. And then there is this people, planet and profit, three P's. For example, a Finnish company, Nokia, is using this approach in their communication on sustainability issues. And then there are also companies that do use sustainable development. For example, Finnish company Fortum uses sustainable development in their reporting, for example. But quite often is it such that sustainable development is used by either countries, regions or cities, and then in companies it's some sort of a sustainability or responsibility, the term that they are using. So now I'm going to explain you the content of environmental sustainability, social sustainability and economic sustainability. There is some variation of the content of these areas between companies, for example. It depends somewhat on the context, so country and both the industry in which the company operates, that how they will define these. But I'm anyhow going to give you some examples of the content. So environmental sustainability addresses the planet, so the environment. And it deals with what kind of impacts does the company cause on the environment. Here are some examples. They talk about, for example, energy efficiency. And more they actually talk about also the use of renewable energy in a company. It's about minimizing the use of resources, both the renewable and the unrenewable, what they are using. And it's also about minimizing the amount of waste and pollution that they are causing as a kind of a side product. But as said, also here is a bit of a variation that what are the important environmental impacts in that industry where the company is operating. And this is really the core content of my faculty. So we are focusing on corporate environmental management. Then the second area is the social sustainability. So this addresses the people around the company, both inside and outside of the company. At least it is about the employee well-being, their human rights, the social justice, health and safety of the employees. But more and more companies are also addressing that what kind of impact they have on the society. How do they impact education, healthcare, the traditional cultures? So if I tell you a short example of the history of Finland, in Tampere, there is a part of the city is called Area of Finlayson. It was built around the factory of Finlayson that produced products from cotton. They, of course, had their factory there, but they also had the housing for the employees. They had a healthcare system for their employees, schooling for the employees' children. They even had a church there. So that kind of has been, the social sustainability kind of has been the tradition of companies way back in the history. But it's also kind of a current example that if a company operates in a society where the society as such doesn't take care of the education system or the healthcare system, it might be beneficial for the company itself to take care of those in order to have better employees. But here are really kind of the difficulties in defining. It really depends on the industry and also the context, so the country or region where the company operates, that what are included in these matters. If I give another example of this, if a company is a service industry company that operates only in Europe, for example, then it might be enough that it focuses just on the health and safety of their own employees. But if we are talking about a larger company, a multinational company that operates in several countries, in several continents, then they really need to focus on the larger impact also of their supply chain, that what kind of a social impacts are there. Then the last section is the economic sustainability, so the profit what the company is making. If you have a background in management or in accounting, this might be very, very familiar to you, that you know that company needs to be operated in economic efficiency. They need to be profitable. But in the context of sustainability, we see that this as a much larger area. So it's not just meeting the shareholders' profit expectations. One rather current example, I think companies have focused, or kind of the general discussion has been around the tax justice for a couple of years already. So companies should focus on that what kind of a contribution they are making to the society, instead of fighting the locations where they pay as less taxes as possible. And this kind of connects with the social sustainability, that companies do benefit from the social services what the country is offering, like the education system and the healthcare system. So why not pay taxes and in that way also contribute to the society? And still the kind of the fact is that none of the companies are really able to make long-term economic benefits or economic growth if they don't care about the social and environmental aspect as well. A forest industry company can't cut all the trees during the first year of operation, because then in the second year they wouldn't have the trees or the raw material available for them. Then my last point focuses that whether corporate sustainability is a voluntary practice for the company or if it's compulsory for them. This is actually quite a tricky question. In a way, in many countries, there are the legal requirements for different environmental issues and different social issues, and they set really the minimum level that all companies should meet. And from my point of view, and many researchers who share this view, is that if the company is just meeting the legal requirements, it can't really call itself as a responsible company because it doesn't do anything extra. It just meets the requirements. On the other hand, as the kind of the lawmakers have noticed that there are many companies that still kind of are happy with the minimum standards and then they don't do anything extra, there are more and more laws on sustainability. Currently, there already is a law in EU that requires certain companies to report on sustainability issues. And now there is the discussion on the kind of general law on sustainability. There are many different guidelines, standards, commitments for companies to apply. And I'm actually going to talk about a little bit of those during the next video. The problem with these guidelines or standards is that the compliance is not always followed. So if the company doesn't really meet the guidelines or the requirements of those, there isn't always a punishment. So in that sense, these different guidelines or standards don't really fill the requirement of the law. But typically, sustainability is considered to be a voluntary practice for the company. But then again, there are many industries that certain practices are already a norm, although there isn't the actual law that says. And at least it's really a image issue for a company if it does something unsustainable and then the general public learns about those.